WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. During a closed-door meeting, the House Ethics Committee failed to come to agreement on whether to release its report on Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. In the Senate,
Chuck Grassley said if the White House or the Trump White House come January wants this to be a smooth confirmation process, he wants full transparency. And that would mean, in theory, whatever the House Ethics Committee was able to uncover over the course of its investigation, and also whatever the Justice Department is able to uncover over its investigation into Matt Gaetz.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The Pentagon announced the U.S. will send Ukraine another $275 million in military assistance. Separately, a U.S. official says we'll send variable fuse anti-personnel mines to Ukraine. They could be armed for up to 2 weeks before becoming inert. Officials say an American and an Australian teenagers died after drinking tainted alcohol at a resort in Thailand. This is ABC News. Heading into the holiday gift procurement bacchanal, why is Target reporting disappointing earnings?
The National Retail Federation says
sales increased by just 0.3% in the third quarter, and Target's forecasting flat sales for the rest of the year. This could be an alarm bell for the broader retail industry heading into the holiday shopping season. Target CEO told analysts consumers are still grappling with inflation. But some lower-cost retailers have not had the same problem. Walmart raised its earnings expectations after it saw profits jump by 8% in the quarter. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Another factor, tariff talk.
The National Retail Federation says clothes, toys, furniture, household appliances, footwear, and travel goods are at risk. The retail group estimates the price of a $40 toaster oven could go up to $52 with Trump's tariffs. A $50 pair of sneakers could cost you $64.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Another victory for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106 at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 41 points.
The pace that we're playing with is incredible so far, but we got to keep on going. I think the last maybe 6, 7, 8 games, we've been playing good. We could have easily be 5 in a row right now.
The Bucks have now won 4 of their last 5. They host the Pacers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers worked out getting ready to host the San Francisco 49ers Sunday afternoon. Defensive back Jair Alexander, unable to practice due to that knee injury he suffered against the Jaguars 3 weeks ago. The Badgers traveled to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers Saturday, both teams with overall records of 5 wins and 5 losses.
With a few weeks left in the season, we don't kind of look at the state of the union and where we're at. We just always look at day-to-day and how do we continue to push our guys to get better so that your best is on Saturday, and that's where we get into these last few weeks of the season.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has 4 more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, blustery west to northwest winds, and lows in the mid-20s. We'll see snow Thursday morning changing to all rain. Cloudy skies, still blustery, highs in the lower 40s. Currently 29 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday morning, we'll reconnect with our friends at Motherhood for Good, who clearly must enjoy our visits because now they've launched their own podcast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I love the headline over here, Oliver Marcus Molloy's politicalhumor.substack.com. The headline, MAGA pedos trying to cover up pedo Matt's underage sex scandal. But it's not just political humor. It's kind of serious stuff. Marjorie Taylor Greene just posted, I'm not sure if this was, I'm pretty sure this was on X. She posted, for my Republican colleagues in the House and Senate, if we are going to release ethics reports and rip apart our own that Trump has appointed, she's obviously talking about Matt Gaetz here, then put it all out there for the American people to see. Yes, all the ethics reports and claims, including the one I filed, all your sexual harassment and assault claims that were secretly settled, paying off victims with taxpayer money, the entire Jeffrey Epstein files, tapes, recordings, witness interviews. But not just those, there's more. Epstein wasn't and isn't the only asset. If you're going to dance, let's all dance in the sunlight. Right. I never thought I would say I support Marjorie Taylor Greene before, but yeah, if you've got some dirt on other Republicans, you know, by all means, let's see it. As Joe from Jurors says, so let me see if I have this right. Marge Green is threatening to reveal the secret sexual payoffs of her Republican colleagues that if they release the findings of an ethics investigation into whether or not Trump's attorney general pick Matt Gaetz raped minors. This is where we are now. If you tell anyone my friend raped teenage girls, I'll tell the world you did too. Yeah, that's apparently where we are. As I said, I will say it again. I don't believe there are going to be any hearings before the Senate on these picks. Now, it's 2 months, you know, we're 2 months away. We're just a little more than 60 days out. We have the rest of November, we have all of December, and we've got, you know, arguably the first 3 weeks of January before the Senate gets together and does these confirmation hearings. Although, in all probability, they will start right after the new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd. So, you know, what is that, 7 weeks down the road. But Donald Trump has two different paths, arguably three different paths, to completely avoid hearings. One is to simply do what he did the last time he was president and make acting picks. Just say, you know, okay, I don't want a hearing on Matt Gaetz. That's just going to embarrass everybody. I'm just going to appoint him acting attorney general. And that's good for 200 and some odd days, you know, and you can renew it once after that. And then after that, you can just ignore the law, as Trump did. So that's number one. Number two, He could, you know, John Thune has already said, yeah, maybe we'll go into recess. So John Thune recesses the Senate, and Trump makes his recess appointments. Again, no hearings, no discussion, no publicity. Just suddenly Tulsi Gabbard is handing American secrets off to Putin. Or number three, if John Thune is not inclined to go along, at least not publicly, if John Thune doesn't want to be the bad guy, and I'm guessing there's a high probability of that, by the way, that all that has to happen is Mike Johnson, who will do anything. He's absolutely willing to grovel in front of Trump, in front of the whole world. We've seen it on multiple occasions. He does it with his nice little smarmy, well, I think that we really need to be just really considering the thoughtful way to do these things and the Christian way to do these things. And, you know, it's he's just this smarmy, you know, grade B televangelist shtick. But all Mike Johnson has to do is put forward a concurrent resolution, something that requires the House and Senate to agree for it to become law, that says we're going to go into recess, and John Thune disagrees. Now, you would think that that would mean that they don't go into recess, but actually what that means is that, you know, and you could read this in Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, when the House and the Senate disagree about when to go into recess, the president picks. And he can force them both into recess. And so, you know, Mike Johnson says, okay, we're going to go into recess on January 20th or January 5th. And John Thune says, no, I don't think so. Let's go with March or whatever. And at that point, Donald Trump steps in and says, you know, the Constitution says this is my power. You guys are now in recess. And all of my appointments get passed through in the first 10 minutes. And, you know, that's the end of that. And you know the Supreme Court will back him up. I am predicting there will be no hearings and that all of this stuff that we're seeing on TV every day and we're going to see for the next 2 months where these commentators are going, you know, I saw Claire McCaskill last night on MSNBC, and I don't mean to pick on Claire. She's a fine person. But she was like, oh, yeah, well, when those hearings start, they're just, you know, these, I don't know if he'll be able to hold on to the, you know. Come on. He's not going to have hearings. Now, I hope I'm wrong. And I've been wrong before. You know, I thought Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton were both going to win the White House. So I'm perfectly willing to admit that I have been wrong before, and I may be wrong this time. But I'll be surprised if I'm wrong. And, of course, I was surprised the last two times I was wrong. So here we are. Meanwhile, behind closed doors, Donald Trump has picked Chris Wright to be his Secretary of Energy. Now, the Secretary of Energy, in addition to overseeing, you know, our nuclear bomb making, also oversees energy policy, you know, fossil fuels, renewable energy, solar, wind, gas, natural gas, you know, or methane, oil, coal, all that kind of stuff. And Donald Trump has picked a fellow who, shall we say, has a background in the fossil fuel industry. Fascinating story here. Chris Walker wrote this for Lever News, for David Sirota's website. David's been on this program a zillion times. And he's talking about, this was originally published in 2021, so it's kind of a backstory, actually, to you know, what's going on here. And it starts out at the Colorado Oil and Gas Association's annual energy summit in 2021. And the banner proclaimed climate crisis. This was on Tuesday, August 24th at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. And there was a panel discussion that was kind of the capstone panel discussion, the main panel discussion. It was titled Combating Climate Change Together. Now, keep in mind, there were no politicians here. This was all oil and gas industry people. And the author notes, Colorado's oil and gas industry has grown into the nation's seventh largest energy market with over 100,000 employees and an estimated $19 billion a year impact on the state's economy. They've spent $82 million on state elections since 2016 and millions more on local lobbying. In fact, they were able to get the Democratic governor, Jared Polis, and Democratic legislators to water down a climate bill by removing cap and trade, even though Colorado was already behind on hitting its energy goals. So they have a lot of power, these people. So the there are these. There's this thing called ESG, Environment, Social, and Governance, ESG efforts. And there was a panel discussion about this, and Chris Wright, who was then the CEO, and I believe still is, the CEO of Liberty Oilfield Services, right, a fracking company, one of Colorado's largest fracking operations. Chris Wright, the guy that Trump just nominated to be our energy secretary, gets up and says, we've been doing ESG for 20 years. I don't know of an industry with more people that care passionately about the communities they work in, which are usually poor rural communities. Well, that sounds good. He goes on, he says, our goal isn't to check a box or meet some goal that someone else says is really important. It's what we believe will drive the betterment of human lives, which also sounds good. And then he says, and let me divert on that for a minute. There is no climate crisis. He says that with a period after each word. There is no climate crisis. Now, this is a guy, by the way, who trolled North Face, you know, the people who make the jackets, the fleece jackets, with a Denver billboard thanking them for making their products out of petroleum. You know, the fleece is not, you know, actual lamb's wool. It's polyester or whatever. You know, it's made out of petroleum. So anyhow, Wright goes on. This is Trump's nominee for energy secretary. He says, and I quote, there has been no increase in extreme weather in the roughly 100 years of data sets we have. The annual deaths globally from extreme weather events have dropped 95% over the last century, from an average of 500,000 a year to an average of 25,000 a year over the past decade. Now, just for the record, that's BS. This is the kind of stuff that's coming out of the climate denial industry that is funded by the fossil fuel industry. As they note over at Lever News, the latest IPCC report from a few weeks ago, which Wright chummily pointed out no one reads, makes unequivocal links between extreme weather and human-caused climate change. For example, climate scientists on the panel found that the types of historic heat waves, like the one recently experienced in the Pacific Northwest, are now 150 times more likely than they were in the past. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, now blames climate change for 150,000 annual deaths, and that number is on the rise. So Chris Wright was just lying through his teeth. He goes on to say to the people in the room, the energy dialogue, getting divorced from reality, has massive, massive costs. One that hits close to home, 20% of children report having nightmares about climate change when they go to sleep. I speak in schools all the time. Children have way less interest in going into science or technical fields because what they see is science is thou shalt adopt the alarmist doctrine or you will be called a denier and shunned. So what was his solution? He said a third of humanity cook their daily meals using wood, dung, and agricultural waste inside their homes. Wouldn't it be better if they just used fossil fuels? Yeah. So in every regard, now Trump hasn't announced his labor pick, but last time around it was Scalia's son, Anthony, I believe his name is, who is a union busting anti-labor lawyer. It's like basically every department has got somebody in charge of it whose mission is to destroy the mission of that department.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And the Department of Energy is apparently no exception. 18 minutes past the hour, I got to tell you about Nancy Mace after this. What is going on in the ladies' rooms in the Capitol?
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
From the sunrise on the eastern shore to the sunset where the oceans roar, America's beauty vast and wide. From coast to coast we share with pride.
From rivers to mountains. 23 minutes past the hour. I mentioned Wonkette yesterday, Wonkette.com. I subscribe to, I think they're producing like 3 newsletters now. but this is one of the ones that I subscribe to. In fact, I do a paid subscription with them just to support them. And Robert Panakia, if I'm pronouncing it right, wrote a piece for today's, or maybe it was yesterday's, I don't recall. Wonkette.com, titled "What the hell is that, Nancy? What the hell is it that Nancy Mace is doing in the ladies' room?" And you know, rather than trying to translate this into my own words, I'm just going to share with you a little bit of exactly what Robin Panakia wrote. because it's just so well, you know, the turn of phrase, it's just so brilliantly done. She writes, I assume it's she, I could be wrong. They write, Sarah McBride, and by the way, earlier this week, or either Monday or last Friday, I misgendered Masha Gessen, who is a they, and now is increasingly going by M rather than Masha, and I wanted to apologize for that. I keep forgetting to do so. So anyhow, here's Sarah McBride, who is our first trans member of Congress, made history last week as the first transgender person that we know of elected to the United States Congress. But then came congressional mean girl Nancy Mace, who filed a resolution on Monday to bar, quote, members, officers, and employees of the House from using single-sex facilities other than those corresponding to their biological sex. When she was asked on social media, did you do this to target McBride, Sarah McBride, she said, yes, and then some. Now, McBride has answered this with some dignity. She said, she wrote, everyday Americans go to work with people who have life journeys different than their own and engage with them respectfully. I hope members of Congress can muster that same kindness. This is a blatant attempt from far right wing extremists to distract from the fact that they have no real solutions to what Americans are facing. We should be focused on bringing down the cost of housing, health care, and child care, not manufacturing culture wars. But then the Wonkette author really gets into it and says, I just don't understand what the hell it is she does in the restroom that cannot be seen by eyes that were assigned male at birth. Is Nancy Mace strutting around the ladies' room naked? Does she go to the bathroom with the door open? Does she forget to flush? Is she masturbating? Is she changing outfits outside the stall? Is she doing coke? If that's the case, it's hard to see why she would want to do these things in front of cis women either. I've managed to go my whole life without seeing a single fully naked person in a public bathroom. Gender-neutral bathrooms are the norm at the bars I go to in Chicago now, and it's fine. Everything's fine because there are doors on the stalls. Is she afraid to look at Sarah McBride's shoes or see her washing her hands, putting on lipstick? There are a very limited number of activities that people get up to in restrooms. Mace is a classic bully, she writes. And she wants to make this woman feel as unwelcome as can be because she doesn't like the idea of a trans woman serving in Congress. You know, Robin Panacchia, I couldn't have said it better. What the hell is Nancy Mace doing in the ladies' room in the Capitol? Inquiring minds want to know. Or is she just one of these sick and twisted people who likes to trash other people as a way of getting her jollies and making herself feel big?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I will remind you, the first victims of the Hitler regime 2 weeks after he became chancellor were trans people in Germany. First. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. During a closed-door meeting, the House Ethics Committee failed to come to agreement on whether to release its report on Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. In the Senate,
Chuck Grassley said if the White House or the Trump White House come January wants this to be a smooth confirmation process, he wants full transparency. And that would mean, in theory, whatever the House Ethics Committee was able to uncover over the course of its investigation and also whatever the Justice Department is able to uncover over its investigation into Matt Gaetz.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The Pentagon announced the U.S. will send Ukraine another $275 million in military assistance. Separately, a U.S. official says we'll send variable fuse anti-personnel mines to Ukraine. They could be armed for up to 2 weeks before becoming inert. Officials say an American and an Australian teenagers died after drinking tainted alcohol at a resort in Thailand. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has four more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, blustery west to northwest winds, and lows in the mid-20s. We'll see snow Thursday morning changing to all rain. Cloudy skies, still blustery, highs in the lower 40s. Currently 29 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss Trump finally facing justice in 2029. And does the separation of church and state apply to Oklahoma? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during this busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your new year routine with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide on Just Thrive Health. At Just Thrive Health with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. I'm telling you, I've tried probiotics for years. This stuff works. Once again, justthrivehealth.com. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off site-wide.
Ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Tim in Hazel, Texas. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good afternoon, Tom. I think you've got the best talk show out there.
Thank you.
I'm a Bernie Democrat, have been for a long time.
Me too.
And tell you what, people are talking about this, it's called FAFO, I guess I can't say it, that they're saying this is what's going to happen to the Republicans. But the fact is, it's already happened to the Dems, because Joe Biden came into office. He put a wimp in as attorney general. If we'd have had a real attorney general that gave a damn about law and order, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, we should have had Adam Schiff or Sheldon Whitehouse as our attorney general.
We're the ones that did the FAFO thing. And I just can't stand, you know, what is the Democrats basically are gutless. And I just don't understand. Law and order has been a political farce in this country. And
especially when it comes to Trump and Republicans.
Well, the moral cowardice that allowed Garland to sit with his, you know, sit on his thumb for 2 years before he did anything.
Yeah.
Is exactly what people are voting against.
No, I completely agree with you, Tim. I've been saying this for years. In fact, I got attacked for it. Yeah, when I was at the DNC, the woman who writes the Mueller, she wrote, came up to me and said, "You're wrong about Merrick Garland." And I started to respond, but she walked away. I was like, really?
Well, I understand. I, from her point of view, that's the best thing she could have done.
Yeah, I think so, probably. But I get it. I want to see more Bernie kind of Democrats who are willing to stand up and fight. Elizabeth Warren is willing to fight. Adam Schiff is willing to fight. There are some real fighters in the Democratic Party. The problem is they're few and far between. And Sheldon Whitehouse is willing to fight.
The problem may be Carvel and triangulation, and that becoming the modus operandi for the DNC.
Yeah.
They never get anything done because they got too many rich friends. And I don't blame people for not voting for that.
I know, it's kind of a catch-22, because the Supreme Court changed the rules of the game in 2010 and said now, you know, unlimited money gets to win elections. And so the Democrats had to go looking for big money. And that, you know, of course, ties one hand behind their backs. I still think they can engage in class warfare. They can still fight like hell. And there will be billionaires who will, you know, go along with them, and even big corporations, you know, not as many, but, you know, obviously we need to do something about Citizens United and the Supreme Court, but that ain't going to happen in the next 2 years. Tim, thank you very much.
I agree with you.
Yeah, thank you. Ardeen in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, Ardeen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how you doing? Doing good?
Yeah.
Good.
Live and kicking.
I was trying to look at this in an optimistic way, mm-hmm. As far as when Trump actually gets into office, when he starts incorporating his ideas and the Project 2025 ideas, implementing them, people are going to go into panic mode. This is people across the nation. And it's like it's going to hit home as far as, okay, I think they basically voted on the price of eggs.
Yeah, I
think
agree.
That's what happened. Yeah, the economy, I think, was the main catalyst that got people's votes. And when they see the price of eggs not go down because of, I actually think it's price gouging still. I still am on that one.
Well, it's a large part of it. But all over the world, we saw pandemics. I mean, the same thing happened after the 1918 flu pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
It was followed by inflation.
Yeah, they have to recoup the money that they supposedly lost.
Well, it's the disequilibrium between supply and demand is what happens.
Yeah,
but.
And then, like, for the borders, say with that, putting people, transporting them back, sending them back. He's never quoted a price on this one. It's comical because it's like, how are we going to house these people? How are we going to man these people? How are we going to?
Well, this is why the private prison industry stocks are at an all-time high right now.
Yeah, and it's like, are you this crazy? Seriously, and I've heard people say, well, they would prefer a king, and it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're really at that point.
Yeah.
And they have no concept of the gravity of what they're wishing for, what it's going to do to our economy.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yep.
And the thing with the tariffs, that's a joke. It's like, okay.
At least the way Trump wants to do it. Yeah, he wants to start trade war tariffs. We need targeted, rational, gradual tariffs.
And then the job, eliminating all the 50,000 jobs?
Yeah.
Government, you know. And it's like, okay, as an example, I told you before, I used to work for Volunteers of America. That's base, we got stipend pay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's up to $3.50 an hour or something. I don't know, but it was a grant from Congress, and it was voted on. I think annually. I think it was. I remember there was a point where we were panicking because the country was shut down or something. I think, and we weren't going to get checks.
Yeah.
But it was in a grant form, so they assured us, the money's there, everything's fine. Things like that. Okay, when Elon Musk, they get going on their little ideas on fraud and waste, I could see where we have the Volunteers of America here in Colorado Springs. There's about 80 people employed with it here that are, they're supplementing their Social Security, basically,
right,
because it's tax-free. And that possibly will be axed. That will be gone.
Right.
They're under the senior course, you know, that group of people. Mm-hmm. I forget the name. Flipped me. But and it's a foster grandparent problem. It's like all these things are going to be cut, and people don't realize the gravity of what he is actually, how he's dismantling
and they don't realize that it's going to throw the country into a recession.
Exactly.
20% of the economy is government spending, and when they start cutting back on government spending. Yeah, you know, you're cutting back on economic activity. You cut back on economic activity. The dictionary definition of that is a recession. So, yeah, I agree with you, Ardeen. The Republicans in general and people across America, particularly people who voted for Trump, have no idea what's coming at them. And
One thing that I wanted to mention, the police chief for LA County. I used to live in California, so I'm used to that. And actually Massachusetts now, they're saying that Massachusetts, I always pronounce it wrong, I'm sorry, that they're not going to follow the rules for helping the government deport these people.
Right.
And it's like enough people are going to start standing up and saying, hey, this is wrong. And I actually see when it hits the pocketbooks of people, even the MAGA people are going to be saying, hey, this is wrong.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
You know?
The cost of the food in our restaurant just went up 20%, or the cost of our food, period, just went up 100% because Now they're having to pay people $15 or $20 an hour to pick lettuce instead of $6 an hour. No, I'm with you. It's going to get ugly, Ardine. It's absolutely going to get ugly.
I know.
Thank you for the call. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I want to say I did see you in Chicago at the bookstore, and I enjoyed meeting you.
Well, thank you, Linda. Nice meeting you, too.
I still had hope at that time that Kamala was going to win.
Me, too.
Is there any way, I live in Illinois, so is there any way that, since really calling my congressman, who is a Democrat, to tell him to vote a certain way, I'm assuming he will vote that way. Is there any way I can make an effect on the red states by doing something? And I also find it very interesting that these people that Trump is picking are a lot of them are sexual assaulters. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it really is.
And how can women not be totally offended by that? Black, white, yellow, whatever.
It's almost like he wants to surround himself with his peeps, you know? He's a rapist. He wants rapists around him. And he thinks that will diminish the impact of his having been convicted of being a rapist. Linda, in answer to your question, people in red states read social media just like people in blue states, and that's one area where you can get active and maybe not have a massive impact, but cumulatively, if enough of us, you know, are standing up and fighting back, that's a starting point. Also, these nonprofit groups like Indivisible, they're doing great work in red states.
I know you have to go, but can I just ask, is there any way we can do a recall vote on a president?
I saw Stephen Spoonamore's Substack this morning. Apparently, it's not going to happen. Kamala Harris won't call for it. Linda, I'm sorry.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's coming up on 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend, and my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Do you have that fire in the belly? The courage to stand, to speak your mind.
Well, about 10 minutes before the hour, picking up the calls here. Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, it's always good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you since June. Yeah, these are some rough times, and we're going to get through that. First of all, I want to thank you for all your hard work. Take that well-deserved vacation. And just as an African-American in my communications with people, chat rooms, et cetera, obviously people are stressed. People are concerned that people are canceling vacations, cruises, all kind of crazy stuff, you know, to decompress. But you know, as I'm hopeful, like you are, that we're going to get through this, and it's going to be rough. But anyway, on another note, yesterday you were mentioning about Arlington. So I just wanted to give up. I used to teach history, as you know. There was a slave named Selina Gray, who was actually the personal maid slave for Lee's wife, that really was responsible for saving George Washington's artifacts. Well, heirlooms, which, you know, some people know that Lee's wife was a descendant of George Washington, the granddaughter. Yeah. Washington didn't have children. So when the Union took occupancy of what was called at the time Arlington Estate, she actually had keys to the property. And, you know, the Union Army was like, oh, wow. And she helped them with the field hospital and all of that. That's when they started burying soldiers there. And, you know, she was very well respected, et cetera. And she told the Union force, the generals, that these heirlooms were being stolen that belonged to George Washington. So they came and confiscated everything, which is now many of these things in the archives. Mm-hmm. But the other thing was that at the end of the war, the family sued the U.S. government to get back the property because it was confiscated by the army. And it was this lawsuit. It went to the Supreme Court, and the government, because the soldiers, people had already been buried there, they were concerned about, well, what happens? We got to dig up these bodies. So they just settled and paid the family $150,000, yep, equivalent to millions of dollars today. And as far as Robert E. Lee, you know, he was a really evil person, the way he treated the slaves, pouring salt in the wounds. And he has descendants, they are black descendants of Robert E. Lee, because just like the Thomas Jefferson, who wasn't just with Sally Hemings, Lee liked to go to other plantations on Saturday nights and essay, you know, young black
the girls.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are black people that are his descendants, and they live in the surrounding areas. They're known, you know, but
fascinating
part of American
stuff. That's a great story about that enslaved woman. Jerry, thank you. Excuse me. Thank you so much. Luis in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Luis, what's up? I'm going to sneeze good.
Hey, Tom. At the risk of sounding a little simplistic, but I still think that so much of what's going on is still based on some racist white people fearing that their time is up, you know, that they're getting becoming extinct. That they're
some of it. I think most of it is.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there, Tom, but I'm just being a little bit, I'm holding back a little bit, but I just can't help but see it and hear it amongst friends and people. And by the way, it's not only white people, it's light-skinned Hispanic people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it pours into some other races, but for the most part, and that horse is out of the barn, Tom. There's no turning back from that, is there?
Yeah. I think there is, Luis. I think it's entirely possible for us to have some sort of a national healing, a national reconciliation. I don't think it's going to happen in the next 2 years, but I think it might happen in my lifetime.
Well, what I mean is the horse that I'm talking about is that brown people are going to be more of a majority.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing, that horse is out of the barn.
Well, there's more Hispanics than African Americans in the United States right now, for example, if that's what you're talking
about.
And the Hispanic population, particularly the very light-skinned Hispanic population, is moving to the Republican Party very rapidly, and the Republican Party is embracing them, and you've got some Republican billionaires who have put up now 300 right-wing radio stations that are broadcasting in Spanish all over the country, particularly across the South, and that is driving an awful lot of this. So, yeah, I'm with you, Luis. I just hope that, you know, we can have a massive national waking up. Luis, I need to get another call in here. Thanks for the call. Robert in Greenville, North Carolina. Hey, Robert, you have the last minute. What's up?
Okay, what's up is, why are we allowing this to happen?
What's the this you're talking about?
We have the control of the government right now. We got the president.
Yeah.
And he's calling the shots. He should never turn the keys over. We got evidence of the criminality.
So you want Biden to do what Trump tried to do in 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't going to happen,
Robert. Absolutely. Why were we going to just let...
You don't break democracy to save democracy.
You know, sometimes you have to do what has to be done. Otherwise,
I get the whole, you know, the ends justify the means argument. But I think when you're talking about that in the context of democracy, it becomes extraordinarily dangerous. Robert, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. Thanks for the call, though. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. Get inside your Democratic Party. They need us. Tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe and get active. And I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Next.
I'm still gone speaking at a convention, so you're going to have special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.